All righty. Good day, everyone. Good day, everyone. Welcome to PRQ Homesteading. Thank you so much for showing up today and being with me. So fun last week talking to Sunshine and everybody that called in. Please feel free to call in and let's see how everyone's doing. But first, let's review, if you don't mind, on BBS Radio, the banner for Project Review with Q Homestead. The dashboard should be updated again with the legal documents to support and help giving notice for trespass and public notice to your local government. And so you just scroll in there, hit the PDF, and drill into it. And we only have one more step to give you the sample for America, and that would be a redacted homestead, original land patent, which is tricky to redact because they're number one, they're all in cursive, and two, there's so much critical information, and we want to take care not to give the location of this specific homestead, so the sample one we have here. So hopefully everyone understands that, and they're fairly simple to read through and understand anyway on your own. Anyway, I'm happy to take calls, assuming people want to chat with me today. I'm really looking forward to seeing any updates people have, any advances people have had around the world or in North America. Still have a large action item on my plate for the past couple weeks, but I assure you I'll keep working on all the advances. Well, BBS Radio, I'm ready to go if you have some callers. And if not, I'll start dancing. All right, Robin from Michigan. Are you there, Robin?
I am. How are you? Beautiful day.
Beautiful day to you. Beautifulness to you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you so much.
Okay, do you have snow so yet? Not yet. It's pretty kind of, it's like in the 50s over here, but lots of gray clouds. They're like endless. We need some sunshine over here. Can you help me out? Can you help us out?
Has it? Betcha. I'll get on the weather program. Anybody seen Stuart's Hurdle yet?
Actually, it's funny you say that. I was actually listening to some of his audios, and I actually called one of my sisters from Costa Rica. And I was sharing what I was watching, and she said, it's funny you say that, because I just got through reading his book. So I just signed up as a member on his website, and I'm going to try to do some of his, he has some availability for doing scanning of the body and so forth. So I'm going to kind of check it out. And maybe a road trip to St. Joe and knock on his door and say, hello, Stu, what's up?
Oh, you'll be thrilled with that.
Well, we'll definitely call him before we head out that way. Okay, so I went into the Register of Deeds yesterday with my notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance deed, and I just wanted to confirm with the lady that I talked to on the phone the means and bounds and make sure that I had it in the description for the land description area. And I was sent over to the department next door, and I got a lot of pushback, and they basically told me that they cannot record this document because it's not one of the state of Michigan's required documents. And I said, well, can you tell me exactly why that would be? And so she said, well, I have a lady in the back. She's looking it up right now. So they took about, I'm going to say, 20 to 30 minutes, and they ended up coming over to me. It took a while. Let me slow down here. I'm a little nervous about how I'm going to explain this to you because I want to make sure I did it right. She was looking up a document so that she could explain to me why they couldn't take, you know, this document. And I waited for about 15, 20 minutes, and I went out to my car to get my phone just in case they were going to deny me anything in writing. They weren't going to do anything, so I left. And I called Mike and Leah, and they kind of told me, well, you got to get them to sign something. So I went back, and I requested them to give me something in writing as to why they weren't going to take it or why they couldn't record it. So I waited there for a while, and they were kind of ignoring me. They didn't want to talk to me, and I was trying to be as loving as I could be with them and as nice, but I was being ignored. So I said, excuse me, ladies, excuse me. How are we doing on that request? Is anybody working on it? I'm kind of standing here. I'm not sure what's going on. And the one girl, she talked to me from across the room. She said, Ashley's working on it. And I said, okay, which one is Ashley? Is she here? And she was in the back room, and I guess she was going through her computer looking up something. So the other lady saw me with my phone, and she said, ma'am, you can't have that phone in here. And I said, oh, why? And she says, because you're not allowed to have phones, because I think she thought I was recording it. And actually I was, but I didn't let them know it just in case they weren't going to give me anything in writing. So they actually came up to me, and she handed me this document. And it says, recording of deeds, mortgages, and instruments of record, Act 20 of 1867. And it says, of all deeds, mortgages, maps, and instruments or warnings authorized by the law to be recorded in his or her office. So any documents that are not from the state of Michigan, they cannot record. So I asked her if she could put that in writing. And she actually gave me that piece of paper. And I asked her to stamp it. She did. And I said, do you mind signing it? And she put her initials, AA. And I said, is there any way you could put a signature on it? And I said, because just in case we have to call back, are we going to ask for AA? And are they going to know who AA is? And she goes, yeah, those are my initials. And so I walked out. I thanked them for their assistance and everything. And then I went and looked up online what kind of documents they record. And it says right here, Registered of Deeds offices records a variety of documents related to the real property ownership, including deeds, warranty deeds, quit claim deeds, mortgages, land contracts, liens, plots, certified surveys, powers of attorneys, releases, assignments, and any other legal instrument affecting the title to real estate within the county. So there's a lot of documents that we're allowed to record. So I guess my question to you is, what is my next step here? Should I go back and take this information to them?
Okay, so let me make sure I understand. Thank you very much. first of all, remind me what county this is again.
This is Muskegon County.
Yes, that's right. Okay. And in the county's office, do they have the assessor's department different than the recording office, or are they the same?
Well, they have the register of deeds. And when I went to the assessors, they told me to go over to the register of deeds. So it's kind of like, you know, I get sent here, back over here. It's kind of like back and forth. And I'm just, you know, I'm being as polite as possible, trying to get answers. And this is where it ended yesterday. So it was a little disappointed, but I'm sure that we'll find a way around it, right?
Yeah, this is no problem. Let's see here. Let me get my notes together, though. All right, so make sure I understand. You had in your hand your declaration of grantee's assignee notice and claim of forever benefit of original land grant patent, correct?
No, I had the notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance of the deed, which is step two. Or is that step one? I think that's step one.
Okay. So the declaration, when you go to file, I would carry that in with you at the same time.
Okay.
So documents record filing. Okay, so because you still haven't, so what they're looking for is a grant. Once you have the debt, they're out of sequence with us. That's okay. They should have accepted it. But if you had your declaration there as well, that is basically your grantee and assignee, and or that makes the lien, makes the grant, if you will. In their words, it says they allow those recordings, correct?
According to what I looked up, yeah.
Okay, so I think if you just go ahead and have your declaration with you next time, and then file them in at the same time. And I think you'll have a lot better. I think that'll speak, so to speak. Yes, they are being very rigid. In that county's microfiche or legacy recordings, they will have a copy of every single land patent in the county, or at least the state will. Michigan's pretty good about that one. And why that's important is the county does not like you at the end of the day, even though they may be really nice people. Because why? No revenue from you anymore. So don't expect everyone to just bow for you. Excuse me. Go ahead.
In my experience with Muskegon County, when you go into their offices, and I've been in and out of the courthouses a couple times, and it's like when you go in there, they talk down to you, and they try to make you feel like you are lesser than them. And that's the kind of feeling I got when I was there. But I stood my ground, and I let them know, hey, I'm still here. I need answers to my questions. I need your assistance. I'm not trying to be rude in any way, but please, let's work together kind of thing. And I could see that two of the girls that work there, you know, they don't know, and they were a little nervous. They got a little razzled, and I understand that because they don't want to get in trouble, and I totally get that. And I actually talked to the one girl, and I said, listen, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just trying to figure this out and get it done. And she goes, well, I had a really bad day. I understand. It's all good. Everything was good. They were polite, but there was a couple of them in the office that, you know, it was kind of like I was in their way. We want to hurry up and get you out of here because we're busy typing on our computers. We don't have time to really talk to people is the feeling I got from them. But I did the best I could to be polite and nice, but I also had to get their attention at the same time.
Okay. So my suggestion is, in addition to having your declaration and certified and notarized, carry the physical copy of the land patent with you, but do not file it. Don't give them a copy of it. It's usually the model, the success stories have all followed, so that if you did, let's say your home did go in foreclosure, that gives the mortgage companies a little more opportunity to play around with you if they are aggressive. A lot of mortgage companies have been trained when they go into foreclosure to have their attorneys file an emergency description report, i.e. the title that has incorrect description. They'll send out a $5 land surveyor and move your property line over a couple inches and then go through the foreclosure process saying you don't have the right description of land, so we win, has been a trick I've seen several times.
Okay. And that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to make sure I had my meets and bounds correct on the document. So.
Yeah, the attorneys in the mortgage industry are very clever with those things. But anyway, I'm going to do my best to get onto another call. I really want to keep up on this, though. If we get any more pushback after this one, I'll go ahead and call into you directly and strategize on a different methodology, and we'll start pulling some weight in a little different way. I assure you, this is the law of the land because it's the United States Constitution.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate the information.
Thank you. Okay. So that's really good news in many ways for me, because you see the unawareness of this specific county. They recited exactly what we're doing, and that is we're making a claim for a land grant and patent of the original. So we're just declaring what's already on the books. BBS, my next call, please. Thank you so much for waiting, everyone. Thanks. Tom, are you there?
Good. This is Tom. Hi.
How do? Is this Arizona?
Yes, Tom in Arizona. Yes, hello.
All right. Nice to hear. How can I help you today?
I have just a few questions about steps 3 and 4. First, get right to business. The step 4 talks about an affidavit of posting. And the PDF examples you have, I don't believe there's one in there unless I'm missing it somewhere. You reference an affidavit of posting, yet there is no example copy of what that would look like. Do you have something like that?
Yeah, we should have a witness, and that's where your two witnesses are there. I think the one we have on on my file is dated October 25th, 2017, and that one, I think the one we filed was out of the state of Washington. I might be wrong.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, but when I look at the PDF copies, I don't see that. I see all the other PDF copies, pages 1 through 6, but then there is no reference to affidavit of posting.
Okay,
so that's not.
Okay, the gang's listening right now, so I'll go ahead and make sure that gets squared away. I'm not on the web page right now. I'll take your word for it, though. How else can I help you?
The next thing is a public notice. I have a few questions with the redacted copy. I want to make sure that where the blanks are, I kind of know what to fill in. You know, the first thing when it talks about it says, like on a public notice, is I acknowledge that the deed to the land commonly known as, what would be the reference? I mean, there's a few ways to do it. I could put my address. I could put the township in the range. What is the way that you refer to your land?
Okay, so what is the model that you've been redacted there is your actually known address. So
okay.
If you live on 34th, if your house number is 34 on Jones Street, and then you record the next recital will be the actual range identifier and what the recorder's office under file number is. So you'll have a file number for your county, for within your state, for filing an assessment of taxes and identifiers, but you still use your address right there. So now we're just stating the forever benefits after you've described the address they're familiar with. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. And then on the public notice, a little bit further down, there's a really big. It says if anyone has any claim against the land, they must make it writing within 60 days. And there's a fairly large redacted area. But below that, I mean, I guess I'm assuming we put our name and address in there. But underneath it, it says something that says in non-domestic, in capital letters, non-domestic without the U.S. I just cannot.
Yes.
Can you explain what that means?
All right, so we'll do better at putting in the redactment identifiers, and so I'll put surname, address, but we wanted to get this tested out and get you guys aligned and so forth, so forgive us. I'll read the part you questioned for me, I believe. If any party, man, corporation, or other entity claims any interest in my land, said party must make such claim in writing within 60 calendar days from the date of the posting of this notice to, and you recite who you want it to be posted to. I suggest you use your name, care of your address, and then the non-domestic without the U.S. Okay, so is your question, what is the non-domestic without the U.S.?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What is the United States? It's a corporation. If you look at your patent, what is it? How does it recite?
I don't have it in front of me, but I have it, but I'm not looking at it right now.
Okay, so all we're saying, I think most attorneys will probably go a different way than I'm going to go, but were basically saying that I'm not outside of domestic laws of the United States Constitution. That's probably where most lawyers will favor. And so that's just a helper to not to be confusing by any means. It's just the cite that the United States of America, the Republic of the United States of America, is different than non-domestic without the U.S. Excuse me, I'm having a little hard time talking today. Did that make sense? And I'll clean that up and put some reference points as we go along here. But it doesn't exclude anything from your homestead or your land patent is what I'm doing my best to explain.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, and then just further down, because that's the place I'm at, kind of working on this public notice. And then a little further down, then the question that has anyone who wishes to make an appointment to view may telephone or email. And then I assume I put my name, but then it says they can get a copy of a quit claim, a notice, a land patent. So is it going to be my if a bunch of people want to do that, is it up to them to call me and I have to supply everyone with the patent, with the declaration of forever benefits, the notice of acknowledgement, or do I have to supply that to people, or am I supposed to refer them to the Pima County Recorder's Office where all this stuff should be on file?
So public information is at the recorder's office. They're required to go create a document back to you. Prove to me that you have a higher form of title. That's all we're saying there. You got 60 days. I put up my public notice. I filed you can put a newspaper ad, the U.S. Post Office, however you're going to do it there. You got 60 days to prove that you got a higher claim than I do. That's all we're saying. You don't have to be responsive to anybody. You just have to.
Okay.
Someone's got to. Now you would be responsive if someone actually had a homestead there. But if it's white noise, just busy work, why would you be responsive?
I get that, but I just want to say, if I fill out this form, it actually says specifically, anyone who wishes to make an appointment to view the documents may do so by telephoning. Well, that would imply that if they want to view any of these documents, they can telephone me. It says on here that if you want to view or make an appointment, call.
The only reason we're suggesting you do it this way is so you don't have any games played on you. So you're always the first one to get notified. So if you got that far and someone did be responsive, You may want to get their copies as fast as possible, so it's not on the 59th day and you think you're all in the clear, because I've seen many banks and attorneys for banks file on you the day before their deadline and you don't get notified. So that's the real reason for that.
Okay. Well, that's in. Then that's no problem.
We're writing it that way. You'd want to be the first to know, wouldn't you?
I get you. I see what you're saying. Got it. Okay. Jennifer, you have anything else? Okay. Well, those are my questions for this week. I appreciate it as we move along here. So I appreciate you clarifying all those points.
Thanks a lot. We'll get things a little cleaner here. We got a few people running around fighting the good fight for you guys. So thank you for your patience. And those are great, great questions. Thank you. All right. BBS, I'm doing my best to write down the callers, but you'll have to remind me one more time. Next caller, please. Thank you. Sherry. Are you there, Sherry?
I am here. Oh, that was very cute.
I forgot how the song went. I bludgeoned it. Sorry about that.
Okay. There's a couple of them out there. So I have an update, a little bit of an update for my foreclosure. They had given me till the 11th, and that came and went. I hadn't heard from them. And then I did get a letter from them that they transferred my servicing of my mortgage to somebody else. And I did.
What a surprise, huh?
Yeah. I thought about what you had said about how many times they did that to you. And then I did my public notice, and it's kind of a little off here because my newspaper published is off by a week from when I did my notary and my witnesses and my posting at the library and my property, because we only put out a newspaper once a week, and that's the only newspaper we have. So my end of my 30 days is on the 22nd for all my postings and my notary, but my newspaper will be the following week. So my question, I guess, is going to be which date do I go by for my forever to go and do my filing of my forever? Is it the newspaper, the end of the 27th, or would it be the 22nd?
Okay, so we would assume that you filed concurrently. Is that not the case of your public notice? So your public notice goes up after you've done your filing, we would assume.
Yes, yes. I did my filing, and then I did my public notice at the library. Everything was notarized, and everything was done within, 10 minutes of each other, actually, because the posting at the library is where I also did the notary work. But the newspaper... putting it in the newspaper had to wait for another week because they couldn't get it in that week because it's only once a week paper. So it won't, this 30 days won't be up until the 27th. And my other postings and notary is up on the 22nd. So I'm just wondering, do I wait the 30 days for the newspaper one to do forever, or?
I would. So it's just out of sequence of events is all we're talking about. So you've made a public statement that you've made a public notice, but the newspaper, from what you said, won't be able to put the ad up because of there's too many other ads in ahead of you. Is that what's going on?
No, they did put it up, but they just put it up. The date is a week off. They did put it up, but it was the following week that they put it in. I did have to run it for 5 weeks.
Do you have a receipt for when you gave them the public notice?
The newspaper? Yes.
Yeah, I just use that date.
Oh, okay. So you use that would be the 30 days from the newspaper that when the newspaper come out, which would be the 27th holidays.
You want everything to match if you ever have to contest this. Okay. So you want everything to match. So the sequence of events is very important here. So make sure they match it. That's not your problem just because Clark Kent can't get the file put up in time. Okay. So that's not your fault. And then you filed. You gave public notice.
Okay, cool. That's great. So that would put me, because of the holidays and stuff, I can go ahead and file my forever benefits notice.
Yeah, you're doing really well. You're doing really well. If the mortgage sold the debt again, I mean, you got a lot of time now.
Yes, because I don't have to respond to them until the 12th of December now. And I looked at this company. It specializes in pretty much people that don't want to pay their mortgages. So I'm going, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, no, you're doing well, and I commend you for being brave and just working through this. It's not the funnest work, but I assure you, it's a very powerful tool for our future.
Okay, and then so the second when I go and as soon as I do my forever filing, which will be the second. Do I then put trespassing signs up, or do I have to wait the extra 30 days still?
So we've debated about this. Trespassing signs, the ones on Narlo's that we're endorsing, got some heavy language in there, and they're pretty ominous. And in most cases, they really tell the story perfectly. and debating whether to give those folks a call to see if we can put this up on the webpage or not. But I figured if I just kept referencing them, they'll get the business either way. For me, the only way most states will validate the authenticity of the law that is recited on the no trespassing signs is if it is posted. So if you say, if you don't have it posted and the sheriff shows up and says, you got to get out, he can say, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see any trespassing signs. That's usually not to say that that's going to happen, but if you needed to use it, it has to be posted. Is it pretty heavy language? It sure is. So I'm on the fence. What a lot of the PRQ folks will do in the internal here, they'll put both their notices on the back of the trespassing sign so they can cite somebody and bring it out of their house and just make people aware if they do trespass. So as an example, a building inspector wanted to come through one of the homes we have patented and sign off on some contractor's work. And then one of us brought the sign, says, before, and we're very cordial with them, before we move on, can I get your business card? And I need to have you read this. You're on federally patented land, and I'm going to have you cited if you can't explain to me why you're still here. Or something clever like, hey, thank you so much for helping us out today, but we're not going to need your help because we're on federally patented land, but make sure you have the sign in front of you and you have their business card as well. So that's, I would say, a classier way to do it than to bring a bunch of attention to yourself. But most people would agree with me that have been doing this a long time, that if the trespassing sign's not visible to the trespasser, then they can take advantage of that. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, I don't have any problem posting that. How do I get the sign, though?
Again, go on Narlo's webpage. Yeah, just go on Narlo's webpage and buy them. Okay. Narlo, N-A-R-L-O, I believe the webpage is Rural Land Management, Rural Land Ownership. Sorry, I don't have a computer up today. I'm on the phone.
Okay.
It should be
so
real easy. If not, I'll go ahead and ask permission to get their information published. So I don't have a relationship with them. I just have watched them over the years being very successful helping people. And I feel they like to stay a little anonymous. So do your best. If you're not successful, I'll help you out here in the future. We have a lot of them.
Okay. And so I guess my question was, though, do I wait the 60 days to put that sign up or do I wait the 30 days?
You wait the total duration of time for the 60-day notice. You can put it up right now. You just don't have any merit yet.
No legal standing yet. Okay. Got it. Thank you so much, and I will keep you updated on what's happening over here.
Thank you. It helps us tremendously. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, BBS, I believe I'm moving on to Ken. Ken, are you there? Thanks for calling in, Ken.
Yeah, hey, Kale, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much for calling in.
Awesome. So, me and my wife have been doing a bunch of research here in New Jersey. It's a little, we've gone back to like two people were granted the state from like King Charles II. And, mm-hmm. You know, because the BLM says they don't have any records for New Jersey. We went to the office in Virginia. So we've been digging around. And so it looks like there was a Monmouth patent as a Navistic tract. So there was like 12 patentees. But we're not sure if that's, you know, what we need to get. Is that the original patents from them?
Okay, hold up there for a second to make sure I understand. Okay, so in New Jersey, you went down to Virginia. You went to the BLM office in Virginia. Is that correct?
No, we didn't go there. We called them.
Okay, and you called them and they said what?
They don't have any records for New Jersey.
Okay, and you go to the county and you can see reference to a land grant. Is that correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, in this example, the recording office in that area may be older than Bureau of Land Management, but they still went through the same procedure.
Yeah, because this is going back to like 1860 or 1665.
Absolutely. So what I suggest is you go ahead and use that. So anybody on the land right now that is a successor to the original land patentees?
Not that we're aware of, but interestingly, 17 acres I'm on, my grandfather owned 80 acres here back somewhere around 1912, in that time frame. So I'm pretty sure that our property's on that. You know, we're on his part of his original 80 acres.
Okay,
but
very cool.
We can't find a patent for that. You know, there's no patent.
Okay. Hang on here. In most cases, the only thing you're going to change is you're going to get proof of the original grants from the county instead of the Bureau of Land Management. And do everything in the same order that we have recited here, but now you don't have to use the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay, so we'll go get the 12. There's 12 patentees, so we need to pull all those.
Yeah, I would. I would try to reduce the amount of overlap. So just recite your 17 acres would be my suggestion.
Okay.
And the land grant and patent will recite the geography for you, but you're only going to record the area in which you're in possession of.
All right. And what about the 55 acres the town owns behind me? That's
okay. So do you possess that land? Do you want to possess that land?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to be successor, same thing applies, but you still got to describe to the county what the parcel numbers are. So that's they speak parcel. The land grant notices just speak territory.
Okay. So something else interesting here. So it says like so there was Berkeley and Carteret, these two guys that got it from the king or whatever. They had the whole state, and then they gave it to 12 people, I guess, and those were the patentees. But anyway, it says here that the East Jersey proprietors dissolved, so that's who actually had the grants, I guess, but it says it dissolved in 1998, and at which time they sold the land rights to New Jersey State's Green Acres Program.
Okay, so the
I'm
guy
not sure
that sold
that's
it.
Clear.
Yeah, okay, so all of that is. I want to make money, and I'm going to subset this so I can make some more money. But we're still talking the highest form of title is original land grant. Isn't it interesting that we were dealing with kings back then, but we actually inherited all their systems today? Nothing's changed. We just have a lot more kings now, don't we?
Yeah,
we're in a revolving door of being taxed and enslavement of the king's land of taxation in an inflationary system.
Yeah.
So anyway, the only with your statements today. I think the only thing I would change is your equivalent to the BLM is the original grant. You just got to find a copy, but guarantee it's in their archive somewhere. Local title insurance, local title insurance company in that area, I bet you has one too. Now, whether they're going to give it to you is another question.
Yeah. Well, there's a historical building down the road they're having tomorrow. They're going to have on display some original patent from the Indians. So we're going to go check that out to see what kind of information we can get down there. So,
that would be really exciting to us. There's a couple of tribes I've been working with, and that would be really exciting. Really fun to hear this. It looks like you're a little excited about this. I'm glad to hear this.
Oh yeah, that's definitely. Yeah. We're just trying to, get it all figured out. So a lot of this stuff is all in calligraphy. My wife can decipher some of it, but, we're trying to find the land descriptions, and it's like, they didn't use longitude and latitude, They used rivers and they used, trees and whatever, that type of thing. So.
Yeah, I know. And it's tricky. And that's some of that deception is there on purpose too, unfortunately, because, if you can't prove where the sectors are, that was the value we assume working with Bureau of Land Management, because they kept all those records for us as public service. So do your best and report back if you don't mind. I really want to get some wins in that state.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're ready to go. It's just, we're just, still in the research stage. Once we can figure out, these patents here. So, all right, good. We're good. I'll let you get on to somebody else. I'll touch base next week after we check out this map tomorrow.
All right, you guys have fun with this. Have a lot of fun. All right, that was a good call from Ken. Leah, I think I have time for you. Do my best. Got about 9 minutes. Leah, are you there? Leah, Princess Leah, Princess Leah. No, Princess Leia? Okay. She must have disappeared in her spaceship. Siobhan, are you there? Thank you for waiting for me.
Of course. Thank you so much. Didn't that all just work out perfect?
Sounds like a really pretty perfume.
Oh, no. Q, can you hear me? Hello, Q.
Yep, yep.
Hello.
I can hear you now.
Awesome.
Yep, gotcha.
Awesome. So good. I'm so glad it all worked out with Princess Leia, so I could come in now. So perfect. Thank you so much for taking my call. So Q, I did send in the email like you asked me to when we originally spoke a couple of weeks ago. So I've been waiting to hear back, but in the meantime, I thought I would try looking into things for myself. And it being, if you recall, on the island of St. Vincent, which, like Ken, was owned by the British Crown. So I went on to get the land patent for the property itself, but their website's a little bit different for the government. It kindly takes you to, only patents for, gadgets or ideas, if you want to patent that kind of thing, to form some kind of a partnership with the government. So that's not what I want. So then I tried digging a little deeper. And it just led me to a website for Trinidad. It got kind of convoluted. So,
yeah. Well, that's how you. If you're going to buy a lot of slaves and put them on an island somewhere, you have to make it real deceptive, don't you?
Oh, you sure do, and really, really tough to work around, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the individual that I work with that I want to work on this, we need to put a little more time towards it. Forgive us for not being ultra responsive, but we are running around. All of us are running around right now, so forgive us. But this one's very interesting.
Of course.
So, do you feel that you have a copy of the original grant and or grantor?
That was originally from my great grandfather in calligraphy. I do feel that I have that. I do.
Okay. And it has certification from which form of government?
That I would not be able to tell, because that would go back generations. So it would never, it would depend on when independence was gained and that kind of things. So I can definitely check that. So, you know.
So if you got a, if you got a copy of it, that means someone else does too. Is that fair to say? What agency have a? Where did you get it?
Actually, it was in my mother's documents. My mother kept all of her documents in one place, just going back. And when she passed, then I got them all. So that's where I got them.
And what and who was the authority at that time?
Meaning her lawyer. I think that's what you mean, right? Who did all of this?
No, the... So, you mentioned the king, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, when it originally dated back, since I'm not too sure if it'll be stamped with the island stamp at that time, or if it'll be stamped under the British crown, if that's what you're meaning.
Yes, and was there an officer who did that?
Oh, I'd have to check you. I'd have to really look into that. I just need some direction, so I can check for that for sure. Who stamped it?
Yeah. So if you have all of that, and then you go through your notary process, witness process, then you should be good to go. Getting the original is what you're required to do. But some of these are so old. I've seen some of them are handwritten on parchment paper, and because they're out in the field, they have to do field work and provide the grant out during the survey process. This one's going to be really fun, though. I'm very proud to know you and get to feel this one out, because this could this could change a lot of people's lives, couldn't it?
Oh, definitely could. And you know what? You don't need, if you ask me, you don't need a huge piece of property, because mine is not huge, but it's enough. And you know what? You can really do a lot with a little sometimes, right? You really could. So that would be really great.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I really just keep grinding on us. We'll do our best to be responsive. My endless love to you.
Thank you so much, Q, and mine's to you as well. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful day to everyone. Beautiful day to everyone. Thank you, BBS Radio, for putting on PRQ Homestead. And I'll do my best to get the gang to update our forms and PDFs and so forth. Thank you for your courage and your faith in us, and my great love to you. We'll be back in a few minutes for Timelines with PRQ. Have a good day.